Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So today, I kind of want to talk about the topic or idea of heaven being within and kind of share some of my thoughts and opinions about the matter, because it's such an interesting concept. And when you really resonate with it, you kind of see that become your world or your life. And the idea of heaven being within you is this unseen world. You know, they say the universe is within, but what do they mean by that? The last year and a half or so, I've been discovering this for myself and understanding it in different ways and just different levels. And it all comes down to the realization of God within you and the power within you, you know, and this energy, this source of life within you, this abundant love and just really beautiful energy that you are able to access at any time of any day of any moment. You know, it's the pure it's pure love, and you're able to tap into this energy at any time. It doesn't matter if you're going through, you know, really bad times or low energy or trials and tribulations. You can access this power, this love, this divine force within you to then make the circumstances on the outside of you better. And it's hard, but that's part of this journey that we're on, discovering the peace within, the endless love within, you know. A lot of the times we get so caught up what's going on around us and on the outside of us. And sometimes that could be a reflection of what's going on the inside, depending on, you know, who you are. But most of the time we have to kind of disconnect from this outside world and go within our inside world and see what's going on in there. And when those things start to show up on the outside of you, that's when you pay attention. But for the most part, we should really be diving within and understanding who we are within. You know, half of this journey is understanding, and that's a big part of any, you know, spiritual person's walk, whether you're Christian or, you know, you are into Buddhism, you know, anything. It doesn't matter what your religion is, but the point of your journey is to kind of reach that state of love or peace, or being able to love all things. And they say that love is a bridge between you and everything else. And I believe this. When you can open up yourself to love and you can radiate that energy and put it back out there, you're then creating this heaven on earth. And I always think about the scripture. I think it's Matthew 16, 19. It might be 18. Anyway, but it says, or I'm paraphrasing here. But it says, Lord, this is God talking, but God says that he will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven and earth, and whatsoever that you bound on heaven shall be bound on earth, and whatever you loosen in heaven shall be loosened on earth. I believe that's the scripture. I'm paraphrased, but basically what that scripture is referring to is through Christ, through God, you are able to get these keys. These keys, to me, when I think of keys, I don't necessarily think of literal keys, right? When we think of keys, you think about, again, the key, and you open the door and, you know, go through that door. Yes, that's like one perspective of it, but I look at it as a keynote, a tune, right? And when you have these keys, it is a frequency, a vibration that you can vibrate at in order to reach a next state or plane of existence, or whatever you want to call it, or energy. So when you're at a low energy, let's say maybe you're suffering through shame and guilt, or you're in fear, by resonating to a higher frequency of love, light, abundance, neutrality, acceptance, you are then raising your vibration and meeting the abundance of heaven, because those are energies within heaven. And those things are found on the inside of you. So when I think of keys, I'm thinking of God is giving you the key note, you know, to raise your vibration, raise your energy or your conscious level in order to reach a state of heaven or enlightenment or peace or whatever the case may be, joy, happiness, all of these beautiful fruits of the spirit. And these things come from heaven. So when you can sit down for a moment in time and just really like sit there and really think of this concept and this idea of heaven, because when we think of love, you know, it's something that's within us. You know, your love can be suppressed. The world can be very dark. You know, we live on this planet and we're acting, or we're reacting to a lot of negative manifestations of others, those who have allowed a lot of darkness to kind of come into their world. You know, it's that woe is me energy, but it's also a lot of projecting going on. And so, you know, misery loves company. So when someone is in a negative space, they're going to project that. Vice versa, when someone's in a positive space, they're going to project that and reflect that. And so the best thing you can do is to ignore everyone else and figure out who you are and what's going on within you. If you're seeing a lot of darkness on the outside of you, if you're seeing all of these trials and tribulations, it's telling you that there's some type of internal conflict going on, and it's just manifesting itself in the physical realm. So what you can do is literally sit back, reassess what's going on, figure out where there's blocks at. Because, you know, as energetic beings, light beings, as literal beings, we are at all times channeling different energies, and we have energies that surround us, and we're open to some energies and we're closed off to other energies. So when you're not in alignment or in harmony with God, with source, with the creator, then what you're doing is you're closing off different energy points within your body. You know, people call them chakras. And when those are open and they're spinning and they're, you know, there's nothing blocking this energy, you're able to then flow. And when this flow happens, you're then opening yourself up to these beautiful, positive, high vibrational energies like love and light. And then that's when you start to see that heaven from the inside translate on the outside. I don't know if I'm explaining this in a way that you guys understand it, but I'm doing my best to put this in words. I'm just kind of letting it flow. But this idea that heaven is on the inside is a very real idea for me. And as I've explored it for the past couple of years, or the year and a half that I have been exploring it, I've seen this literally come to life in front of me, from days where it's dark and gloomy to the sun literally coming out behind the clouds and then like literally evaporating the clouds in the sky and it becoming a clear day. Like, I've seen, like, God is, I'm just gonna be real, God is so amazing. You know, people can say whatever they want. When you try God, then you will understand. God is so amazing. There's been times where I've like walked next to water and the water was nasty, it was icky, it was dirty. Said a prayer, and I kid you not, it's like the water cleared up. God is incredible. I'm gonna just say that. And based on your realization of God within you, you'll start to see that more and more. And this is why I say God is incredible, because when you tap into that inner world and truly understand the power that God has given you, you have this soul, right? Your soul is a literal magnet. I think of your soul as God. God is your soul. He's within you, and he is kind of pulling and attracting all of these situations and circumstances to you. So when you're going through these like places of darkness or what feels like hell, really it's an indication that something within you is blocked. There's an energy that maybe you're holding on to or not letting go, and it's gonna come, it's repeating. It's like a cycle of hell, you know. Let's say you're a person, and I'm not calling nobody out, but this is something I deal with. We're all human, so we experience all the emotions and whatnot. But let's say you're a person who deals with anger. You know, there's natural anger, spiritual anger, healthy anger, bad anger. There's a lot of different points of anger. But the point is, if you're dealing with anger on a regular basis, and that's what you're seeing in your reality a lot, you're seeing people around you being angry, you're angry, there's life seems angry, then that's something within you that you got to work on. You know, life is just showing you that it's a reflecting, it's literally a reflection showing you that you are carrying a lot of anger. So what can you do to release that anger? For me, my ways I release anger is through creativity, through praying, through meditating, through crying and literally releasing things, through speaking, communicating. Sometimes when you're angry, the best thing you can do is express that, you know, do it in a good way or as best that you can, but express it. Don't express it politely, but you know, just say, get it off your chest, release it. If that's with writing, singing, you know, rapping, do whatever you have to do in order to release that energy. And then you'll kind of see it kind of, you know, lift off of you. And of course, I got to acknowledge that when I'm talking about spiritual things, I'm talking about heaven, talking about hell, talking about angels, demons, all of that. Those are forces. Those are energies. And yes, you know, you have light and darkness. So they work with you and against you. And by that, I just mean anytime you're on the side of light, you're going to have dark forces trying to pull you back over on that side of the scale. But your task is to remain faithful and humble through everything, to be thankful and grateful through everything, and you will see that you will stay in this state of heaven, this mental place of heaven, when you're thankful for all that's happening around you, because everything is working together for your highest good. Everything that's happening in your life is working for you, whether you see it or not. And so those things that are a reflection on the outside of you, they're there to help you, to show you something that perhaps we should work on, me included. You know, when I see my life seeming to slip into this state of hell, that's when I start to go, okay, something isn't right within me. What do I need to do to fix it? And then I go within, you know, I ask God, I pray, I get into my body, I do get into my body. That I want to pinpoint that in a second, but I pray, I meditate, you know, I get into the word of God, but I also get into my body, because you have to understand that you are not your body. You're in your body, all right? Understand that you are within this vessel. This is just a projection. You, this person that you're walking around as today, is just who you are projected to be on this planet, right? But that is not you. There is something in you of far greater power, aka God within you, that is kind of projecting your light, you know, and everything, you know. All this is to God be all the glory. This is all God's glory. We manifest on this earth as what we are based on what we are within, you know, and so you show up a certain way. But that's not here or there. And I really just wanted to talk about the heaven sense, to connect with heaven within you. You can change your shift. Well, you can shift your paradigm as simple as literally saying a prayer, because by doing that, praying is, you know, you believe, or you having faith in the unseen, you believing in God and trusting in God for everything to be okay. And as soon as you pray, that's that belief within you saying, all right, God, I know that the circumstances and situation around me, or, you know, that I'm going through isn't the best, but I'm saying this prayer because I believe that you will make it better. You're praying. And that inside, that energy on the inside, that heaven within, is going to start to literally manifest on the outside of you, right? I don't know how to explain that better, but that's the way I see it. And it's just this beautiful experience of walking through this life with faith and trusting God and believing. And but you're going to go through those, you know, dark times again, those periods where it feels like everything is working against you. But really, you know, I call that the moon phases, the midnight wheel, that, you know, it's like a revolving, I don't want to say clock, because I don't do time. I don't believe in time. But I mean, it's like a, in a sense, the motion. You go up and down on the scale, or think of it like a circle, you know, or the earth, whatever they say the earth is, you know, a circle or whatever. But, you know, it goes round and round. You're up in the day and then you're in the night, or, you know, by seasons, spiritual seasons. Some seasons you're going to be in the daytime. Some seasons you're going to be in the night. The night seasons are pretty much there to show you your darkness, to illuminate the darkness within you. It's that moonlight shining on your shadow or ego ways or your flesh or your wickedness. So it's there to reveal to you that, hey, there's some stuff that you should work on, right? Because this journey is us trying to, you know, reach higher planes of understanding and consciousness. And that means you have to become aware of who you are and what you're embodying and the energies that you embody. Because when you realize that you can embody and speak life and death, that is a game changer, because then your words have meaning and power. It's a conscious realization. And you realize the things that you say holds weight, and everything that you say, your world is going to respond to. So if you're constantly speaking death, or you're speaking negativity in your life, that's what you're going to see manifest on the outside of you. Then you're going to live that, and that's going to be a reality. But you can always connect to that heaven within you at any moment by just consciously realizing that you can choose your feelings, emotions, and where you want to be mentally. You can choose to be happy. You can, and if it doesn't happen right away, of course you work for it. You know, you do what you have to do in order to set that happiness up, because you know it's coming. You're thinking about it, you're putting energy towards that thought, and as you do that, you'll see it manifest. As you're trying to become happy, you know what they say, fake it till you make it. As you're working to become happy, you literally become happy. That's just how it goes. If you're working to be successful, you will become successful. You know, it's just how you, much work and effort you put into it, how much energy you put into it. And you have an endless supply of energy within you. When you get in those spells of like death and darkness, where you feel like you can't go on and you feel like all hell is breaking loose, that's probably your soul or your spirit on the inside telling you like, hey, it's time to switch things up. You know, you got a lot of baggage going on that you need to release and let go. You know, it's that midnight season. It's all there to help you. All you have to do is become aware of it. And as soon as you become aware, you reach that state of, okay, I control my reality in the present moment. All the power is in the present. And what I do in the present dictates my future. You know, your mood, energy, all of that, whatever you're feeling in the present moment dictates what you're going to feel and see in the future. If you're sitting here right now today and you're sad or depressed, you're kind of projecting that for the next, you know, couple minutes down the line. But if you sit here and you choose to be happy and you say, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to do what I need to do to lift myself out of this funk or this space, then you're going to pull yourself up in that same way, and you're going to reach that state of heaven. And when I say heaven, you know, I think personally, I think there is a literal heaven, you know, but I also think there is a a mental state of heaven as well. You know, a nirvana type sense of living where you live in this state of heaven versus living in this state of hell. And to me, the difference is the upside down world, you know, where you are who you are. You know who you are within. Your heart knows who you are. Your heart knows exactly what it's meant to do on this earth and how much love it's supposed to bring here. All right. But then you have the outside world who tells you who you are pretty much your entire life. A lot of gaslighting going on, a lot of social conditioning going on out here. And then it puts you into this awkward space because then it's like you have to go against who you are in order to, quote unquote, fit in or to make it through society or these strange upside down ways. But the moment you forget about all of that, let all that go and be present in the moment that you are in currently, and you just let those things go, let the exceptions and expectations of others go, let go of whatever persona that people put on you or the ones that you put on yourself, and you break away from all those things and you sit there in the present moment and realize that you are, you exist. It's a meaningful existence. You are powerful in the moment. You have power in the present. Speak life. Speak what you want to see. When you sit there and you pull yourself out of negative spaces, ego, shadow, flesh, the old man, out of those ways, turn away from your wickedness in a sense, your own, you know what you do, you know, I don't gotta say it, but turn away from those things and focus on the good things, the positive things, God, you, life, all the good things, joy, happiness, seeking those things. You'll see that manifest on the outside of you. For some people, it may take longer. For others, it may be an instant thing. I'm somewhere in between. There's times where I wake up and I feel like garbage. I feel like garbage, but I don't get out the bed until I feel better. And then from there, I speak life over my entire day and I let it manifest and roll out just that way. I go through that day living full of life. But there's been days where I woke up and I didn't do what I knew to do, you know, following my intuition and whatnot. And I felt like I was going through pure hell. I walked through the wrong door. I want to bring this concept real quick. So the way I see things is every single day you wake up. But let's go into the mind. Let's go inside real quick. Because I feel like if I can explain it from the inside, it might make more sense what I'm trying to convey here. So imagine that on the inside of your head, because remember, you're on the inside of you. You're not on the outside of you. This figure that you're in, this physical vessel, think of it like your body is a car. You're in the car driving it. So your soul, you're in the car. That's you. So you are inside of your body. You're inside your head, whatever. You're inside of you. And every single time you wake up within, right? You wake up, sun hits your light, or light hits your eyes and you wake up, poof, you're up, right? You are consciously awake. And so you have all these different options. All these different doors appear in front of you. And based on whatever train of thought you go down or whatever you're thinking, it's like you're going through a different door. So let's say you wake up and you have a couple thoughts. Today's going to be a great day. It's going to be super blessed. Then you have another thought. Today's going to be just like all the other days. It's a cycle. Everything always happens the same. You have that door. Then you have the worst door that you can go down. Everything sucks. I hate it here. I don't want to exist. So you have these three like doors. One's like medium, one's big, or you know, good, and the other one's like bad. And so based on those three trains of thought, you can choose whatever door you want to go in. Now the trick is to become consciously aware of these doors. You know, when you see your mind slipping down this dark energy or path, when you wake up like, ah, oh, another day, I don't want to do this again, your mind is already going through that door. Turn around and go through it again. Go back and go, well, I can choose to make this a good day. You know, today can be a really great day based on your perspective and how you look at it, how you shift your mind to that state of heaven and realize that, you know, you can make your day great. It doesn't have to be a bad day. It doesn't have to be the same day of the same routine. Perhaps you got to go to work. That's okay. Do something fun after work. Maybe go on a walk, jog, go to the beach. If it's sunny, you know, do something good. Go out, get in the sun. You know, there's always ways you can elevate your day. And in doing so, you're elevating yourself, your state of mind. So you don't always have to do the same thing over and over again. Because I know part of my issue, and I'm just, you know, expressing, is life can get a little mundane. And I'm like, this is really mediocre. Like, it's feeling like I've done this before. I hate getting in cycles like that. Because when I'm repeating things over and over again, as a creative thinker, it's just hard for me. Because it just stifles me. It makes me feel like I can't create what I need to. So as a just practice of something I've been doing for the past 3 years, even on the days I don't feel it, I wake up and I speak life. You know, I have like little printouts and stuff. I have like scriptures and whatnot that I read every morning, and I'll read those things and speaking that life over my day. Today is going to be a blessed day. Miracles shall follow miracles. I say things like that every single morning, and then I expect it throughout the day. You know, you're setting those expectations. You know, you're in a way you're praying, you're having faith that you're going to see those things throughout your day. But when you're in that space and you go through those negative doors, you're going to see all those programs play out. It's up to you. It's up to you, whatever door you go through. But it's just about being aware of it. And that's kind of how I think of it on the inside. You know, you have all of these different options, doors. Each option is just a door. Whatever option you go down or whatever door you open and you go through, that's kind of where your thoughts are going to go. Once that door is closed, it's okay. There are other doors. You know, think of it maybe like you go through a door and you make a whole bunch of good decisions. So you're going through a whole bunch of good doors, right? You open this door, this decision. Go through another door, this decision. Then you get to another door, or maybe you got two doors now, real black and white. And you're like, this seems logical, but this is what I feel. And so you decide to go through maybe the filling door. And that could be the bad door, you know? And now you're stuck in some space. You're stuck in a room. How do you get out of that room? God, Christ, resonating with heaven within, realizing that God is giving you the keys to get out of any room that you don't desire to be in. Maybe that door that you went in, or that room that you went in, was a room of depression. And now you've been there for a while and you can't get out. Seems like that door has no handle. God's giving you the key to open that door and to go through another one. Sometimes it's the realization of going, I choose not to be depressed anymore. That's how I got out of depression. And the crazy thing is, it seems so simple, you know, now that I'm outside of it. But before going through it was like hell. The whole decade of my life, I felt so just like I was living in hell. Literally. Bad luck. I was like, I knew God, but I felt like I was God's stepchild. I felt like God didn't love me. And those were beliefs that I had. I had to rework your beliefs. You know, a lot of this has to do with beliefs as well. If you don't believe that there's a heaven within, then of course you're not going to see that on the outside of you. But if you do believe, then you're going to see that. So a lot of it is reworking your belief system. And that takes time. That's why I say like a year and a half. And I had to get into that space of speaking life over every single day of my life. It took a long time, but it was so worth it and necessary, because it helped me to lift myself out of really dark spaces. And not me, but like God lifting me out of those places, because you know I'm human and I make bad decisions. But there's a part of me, God, Christ, Holy Spirit, that makes really great decisions. And all I have to do is go through those right doors. Get my drift. So pretty much all that I'm trying to convey here is, doesn't matter what you're going through, whether it's the toughest time, the worst times, you can always find the heaven within you by being thankful and grateful, resonating with the higher energies, higher power, God within. You know, sometimes, you know, you literally just have to express gratitude. You know, gratitude is the best attitude. And in doing so, you're saying, okay, God, I'm thankful for everything that I'm going through, whether it's good or bad. I acknowledge that I'm going through this. I'm having this experience and sharing this experience with you. I'm thankful for it, and I'm giving it back to you. And God goes, oh, okay, great. Now I can give you some different energy. Because a lot of what we react to on this earth is us just reacting through two different energies. And sometimes, you know, if the energy is too divine, you know, the energy is strong, it's hard for people to handle, especially when they have all these blocked energy points within them and the energy is not able to flow through them and, you know, move through them. You know, it's kind of like becoming a vessel for God to use. In order to do that, you have to open yourself up to God, open to the higher energies that are out there. And the only way you can do that is if you are balanced. You realize within that you are aligned, and you do your best to get aligned when you aren't. But in those times of chaos and hell, it's just manifestations of what's going on the inside. You may not always know what's going on the inside. See, that's why you got to go within. You have to go within and understand what's going on within to understand what's going on the outside of you. Because some things are like little pockets in the back of your mind that you don't even know about. And when you become aware of them, that's when you can kind of get the handle on them and, you know, shift some things. Like, for the longest time, I was making decisions out of fear instead of love. And it was a subconscious thing. I had no idea I was doing that until I became aware of it. And I realized, oh man, I just made a decision out of fear. I'm going down this door and through this path out of fear. Instead of trusting God and going, all right, God, I trust you. I'm going to take this leap of faith and go through this door. I'm going to trust that everything is going to turn out the way it's supposed to, because everything works together for my highest good. And sometimes you may make mistakes and fall, but it's not about falling. It's not. You can fall 1,000 times. It's about how many times you get up. Keep getting up. Don't allow life to keep you pressed down. Don't get stuck, you know? In those times of darkness, when the outside world is banging on your door and wishing bad things on you. That's one part of the spiritual journey that a lot of people don't talk about, is the darkness that's present in everyone. You know, when you are kind of working to become the best version of yourself, you're going to have other people around you. You know, at this point, I just view them as reflections, but, you know, other part, and I view those as parts of myself that are manifesting in order to stop the progress, because ego doesn't want to die. Let's just say that. But you're gonna have people on the outside of you that are rooting against you, praying against you, speaking death upon you, casting spells, doing all types of dark things. And the reason why is because they don't want to give up on this life. You know, it's that whole misery loves company. There are some people that will literally drag you to hell, which is why you have to know yourself and know how to bring yourself out of hell. Don't allow anyone to put you in hell. And I'm talking about mentally and spiritually, because again, the spiritual realm is, it's different. You know, it may look a little bit the same, but things are just different over there. And honestly, I can't say, because any the times that I've been to the spiritual realm have not been by choice. Okay, it's been scary over there, man. I'll tell you this. I'm gonna do a story time about this one time where I woke up on the other side, and it was scary. And the thing is, I knew I was on the other side because the television screen, it was just noise. There was nothing playing on the TV. And before I went to sleep that night, there was something on. And when I woke up, there was something playing on. But on the other side, it's literally just noise. You know, it looks like a black and white dots and just noise. The other side is crazy looking. And like LED lights on there, they just look gray and stuff. It's crazy, but we're not gonna get into that. But yeah, there's people out here that will definitely try to come against you. So the best thing you can do is find peace within. And anytime you can find that peace within, nothing that they do will ever matter, because you, at that point, you have the key and you can take yourself out of any dark situation because you choose to be in a lighter space, you know. And it's hard. You know, you got to get to that point. I'm still working on it sometimes. There's sometimes where I'm like going through this thing, going through this experience, and I'll literally consciously realize that I think I'm under a spell, and it'll shock the crap out of me, because I'd be like, dang, how did that happen? You know, some people are really gifted at casting certain things. I'm not trying to get into that. That's not the point. But, you know, you have to be aware of these things as well, because that other part of yourself, that darkness, the collective darkness, collective shadow, is very real. You know, if y'all seen The Matrix, you know, it's what's that guy, Mr. Smith? I think that's not his name. Is that his name? You know what I'm trying to say. The guy with the glasses in the Matrix suit on. OK, he became the parasite, right? The virus at one point, but him, there's a lot of those out here in the world, you know what I mean? So they're always going to be showing up to try to stop you on your tracks, you know, the naysayers, the ones that want to keep you from awakening, whatever you want to call it, you know. But honestly, I'm getting off track here. I just really wanted to talk about heaven on the inside and really, really understanding it. You know, you have to become present to it. You know, learning is part of that. If you don't know what heaven looks like, you're not going to see those signs on the outside of you. I had to put that in my head and understand, okay, this is what heaven looks like. And so I could recognize those energies on the outside of me or within me as well. And so when I was able to pinpoint it, I would realize that, okay, like some of the small stuff, it'd be like the small things. It'll literally be the small things in life. And it brings you so much peace, so much joy, and so much happiness. Every time you do that, you're literally resonating with the heaven within you, and it's just an amazing feeling. It's something to really get into if you haven't, honestly. You know, doesn't matter what you're going through in life, whether it's super bad, you have the power to change that situation or circumstance. You know, maybe it's something bad, you know, maybe you got a court date or something, I don't know, God forbid, but maybe it's something like that. You can still choose to be optimistic, happy, and have peace within. It's all about finding that peace within, seriously. That way, any circumstance that emerges and arises won't shake you. You'll be okay. You'll be able to literally sit still through all the storms that come your way and understand that it's just part of the process. You know, things get better. Sometimes things get worse. What's that saying? I think it goes, things get worse before they get better. Or it's always a storm before the rainbow or something like that. I don't know, but that's the point, you know. It happens. But sometimes God's literally just like, hey, how are you going to handle this situation? You know, life can't be peaches and cream all the time. You won't learn or grow if it is. Those challenging moments, trials and tribulations, that's what helps you grow. You know, whether or not people or even yourself realize that that's what you're doing anytime you're coming against a person. You're just pushing them to grow or giving them the option, you know, or the opportunity. It's an opportunity. Adversity is an opportunity for growth, literally. Whatever comes your way is an opportunity for you to grow. And, you know, it's kind of like a little game. It's kind of like a little game. Games like throw a little challenge at you. How you gonna solve it? How you gonna get through it? Then you gotta go to the next level, you know? It's just part of it. Sometimes you gotta view life that way. You have to view things on the, you know, playful side. I'm not saying to view it like a child. Maybe I am saying that. There's nothing wrong with connecting with your inner child. If you're really trying to find heaven, it's the inner child got you. For real. Because that's where the inner child lives, 100%. That child within you, that purest part of yourself, lives within heaven. Don't forget it. You're trying to get access to heaven, you got to go through that kid first. That kid might have to break you out of the asylum too, but we're not going to get into that. But anyways, that's the end of this podcast. I'm going to do like a part two to this because there's way more thoughts that I have on this. And I really just wanted to kind of do like an intro part or whatever and get what was present on my mind currently out. But even as I don't want to stop talking, but I know it's just going to get longer and longer and longer if I keep going and it's going to get confusing. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this made some sense. If you are a person who is seeking heaven within Christ, find Christ. Christ will show you the way, and then you will be able to perceive heaven around you and within you. Whatever you're seeking, God got you. God has everything handled. Just you have to have faith and believe and trust in God. Even when those circumstances on the outside, if you don't seem great, you know, God got you. Everything is worked out on the other side. So just believe that. Pray as much as you can. Keep the faith. And again, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved.